Current State on 90.5 WKAR. Welcome back. Well, Saturday's backyard brawl between MSU and U of M ended with a decisive 35-11 Spartan win. And our current sports host, Al Martin, is here to talk about the game. And we'll try to carve out a minute or two to talk about this crazy ending to the Lions game yesterday afternoon as well. This seemed to be was this what you expected, Al? I mean, and was this a smash-mouth game?
Yeah, without a doubt. I mean, looking at the final score, I mean, I actually predicted 31-14, pretty close
wow.
in this one. Yeah, 35-11 was the final score. But, you know, I definitely think, you know, when you look at how the season has gone for Michigan, the ups and downs, the Shane Morris controversy, the, you know, how they started this year and their record right now. I mean, my goodness, Mark. I mean, this team, let's just call it like it is. It hasn't lived up to the normal Michigan expectations that are alluded to each and every season. And looking at the contrast to Michigan State, I mean, a team who's won a Rose Bowl, who, you know, is in national contender talks for the four-team playoff. I mean, looking at these teams coming into this game, yeah, I expected Michigan State to sort of run away with it. And, you know, when looking at just everything that has gone wrong for U of M, I mean, it's bad right now, Mark. It's bad to say the least.
And we had a lot of emotion that didn't always necessarily have to do with plays on the field. And MSU had an ejection due to targeting,
right?
Unsportsmanlike conduct penalties, the planting of the flag, the whole nine yards.
Yeah, I mean, but that, let's be honest here. That's what you get with these two rivals. You mm-hmm. know, I mean, what do you expect? This is Michigan versus Michigan State, a battle to see who's the best college football team in the state of Michigan. I mean, you're going to get a little drama, you know, when these two teams meet up. Now, what kind of drama? That's why people tune in, right? I mean, nobody expected. I remember, you know, I was sitting in the press conference. We were all sitting in the press conference, all those media members, and the players come in first to address this and to talk about the game, recap the game. And we didn't know about what I'm dubbing as steak hate, Mark. We didn't know about this steak being planted in the field until Connor Cook kind of just, you know, he's just answering a simple question about his game. And he says, you know, yeah, we came out, you know, we felt as though they disrespected us, planting a stake in the ground. And we all, as soon as he says that, we all look at each other like, whoa.
Nobody knew about it until Cook just kind of mentioned it in passing?
Yeah, he just mentioned it in passing. Yeah, we didn't even ask him about it. And he says, yeah. And we say, can you elaborate on that? What exactly happened? And then that's when we start poking the bear a little bit and he starts to open up about it. And then, of course, D'Antonio, he sort of elaborates on it when we mention it in the presser, and he had some strong thoughts on it. But you know, yeah, that's what you get with these two rivals. You know, there's always a little bit of drama. You know, you saw it with the, again, you talk about the Chris Frey ejection, the helmet to helmet. Then, mm-hmm. you know, you had the Connor Cook lowering the boom on the first drive of the game, you know, lowering the shoulder a little bit and getting up and getting to it with a Michigan player. So you love the drama, but in the end, the X's and O's sort of took over and Michigan State runs away with it.
U of M turnovers didn't help.
Not at all. I mean, and that's the thing about this offense, this Michigan offense. I mean, my goodness, they just turned the ball over so much. I mean, we saw two just mishandled snaps by Devin Gardner, you know, one that alluded to a turnover for him. And you know, it just kind of just reiterated just how far this Michigan offense needs to go. Now, I will say this, though, Mark. On the defensive end, I thought Michigan played a very solid game. If you remember, I mean, through the first half of that game, there was a drive that really stood out to me where, you know, Michigan State's driving down the field. They just recover a fumble, that fumble off of Devin Gardner. And they're driving, you know, momentum's kind of shifting a different way. Michigan's defense comes up with a 3-and-out stop. They force Michigan State to kick a field goal. And if you remember, Michael Geiger missed that field goal.
Correct. I wanted to ask you about that.
Exactly. You know, that and Michael Geiger, a guy who's been having such an up-and-down season, coming off last year where he was just money every single time. There's a question as to figure out what's going on with him this season. But, you know, there were multiple 3-and-outs that, you know, Michigan, you know, the Michigan defense held on Michigan State. But the thing is, the Michigan offense didn't give a chance for the Michigan defense to rest mm-hmm. at all. I mean, they were constantly on the field trying to make stops on Connor Cook.
But didn't MSU's offensive line really dominate up front?
Definitely. Up
yeah,
front,
yeah.
As far as up front. That's why Jeremy Langford was able to have another over 100-yard game. But as far as those long passes down the field, you know, Cook did hook up with Lippitt a few times. You know, there were a few straws that broke the camel's back. But again, as the game went on, that's when those plays started to happen. The front line has always been good. They've always opened those holes, and one of the big reasons why Jeremy Langford is one of the best running backs in the Big Ten. But overall, it was very impressive to see the pressure that they did, you know, were able to get on Cook a few times throughout that game, Mark.
How big a concern is the kicking game? How big a concern is Michael Geiger's game?
Oh, boy. You know, now looking at, you know, how we're kind of getting to the nitty-gritty of the season now.
Exactly. The stakes just get higher and higher.
Higher and higher with each and every game. I would say if I had to put a panic meter from 1 to 10, I'd give it maybe a 7 right now, maybe, Mark. I'll say a 7. I don't know what's going on with Mike.
I don't know. What's more unpredictable, the Lions kicking game or the Spartans kicking game?
Right.
Was
right.
Time of possession a factor here?
Certainly. Michigan State, again, every time that Michigan had an opportunity to sort of, you know, maybe get some points on the board, Michigan State will pull out a 3-and-out or get a turnover. And then you see this the tide turn a little bit, and the ball was right back in Cook's hands. So for me, yeah, that's a huge thing. If you're not allowing, or if the offense isn't finding a niche or isn't finding any consistency to move the ball down the field, yeah, that's going to be a good problem. Because at the end of the day, Mark, you gotta cross the pylons. So yeah, but certainly, and you know, Mark, I want to tell you a story that really was interesting here. Now, in the second half of the game, as it was winding down, we had our intern actually shooting highlights for the TV show.
Okay.
So I'm in the press conference room, you know, getting ready, trying to get my report ready, which is on WKR.org if you want to check it out. But I'm trying to get my report ready, get my thoughts ready, get my questions ready for the press conference. Nobody's in there. All of a sudden, I hear a big sigh of breath. And I look to my left, and it was Michigan Athletic Director Dave Brandon. Now, I never met Dave in person, but I turned to him. I introduced myself, of course, and I asked Dave, "How you holding up?" And he looks at me and says, "These ones are always tough. People can be so vicious sometimes." Yeah. Gives another deep sigh and then starts watching the game again.
We got to leave it at that. Al Martin is the host of WKAR's Current Sports, 1 p.m. every day on AM 870, and Current Sports on television every Thursday evening. Lots of his stuff at WKAR.org. Thanks, Al.
Hey, thank you, Mark.